WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Potential First Lady Melania Trump delivered an inspiring speech to the Republican National Convention last night. Trouble is, it appears to contain passages that were originally used by Michelle Obama to inspire the Democratic National Convention 8 years ago.
One passage following Michelle Obama's address nearly word for word.
You work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond.
That you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond.
Only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
That the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
The Trump campaign praised Melania's speech but sidestepped the controversy. I'm Reed Binion.
Now, yesterday's theme at the Republican convention was Make America Safe Again. Today, it's Make America Work Again.
Featured will be business leaders expected to talk about jobs going overseas, how tough it is to grow and run a business in the U.S., and the state of the economy under the Obama administration. We'll also hear from a few of Donald Trump's former rivals, Ben Carson and Chris Christie. Christie, many thought, was poised to be Trump's running mate. We're also expecting to hear a party uniting speech from Paul Ryan, who will also conduct a delegate roll call, and Mitch McConnell. We also expect to hear from the founder of the group Muslims for Trump. At the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, I'm Jim Roop.
And if all goes as planned tonight, Donald Trump will be anointed the Republican presidential nominee. The man who runs the Baton Rouge Police Department is defending the militarization of police agencies.
While police departments have come under fire for becoming more militarized, Baton Rouge Police Chief Carl DeBatey said the killing of his 3 officers and 5 cops in Dallas showed exactly why they need to be that way.
Because we are up against a force that is not playing by the rules.
Meanwhile, an examination of the shooter's social media showed a man who had become more paranoid in recent months and bent on violence. Gavin Long recorded this video in Dallas a few days after the 5 officers were killed there.
You gotta fight back. That's the only way a bully knows to quit. He doesn't know words.
Officials say he went to Baton Rouge intent on targeting cops. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
2 new at-large seats could be added to the Prince George's County Council. The council today is looking at giving the go-ahead for a referendum.
Prince George's County remains the only county body around D.C. with term limits, 2 4-year terms.
We need citizen legislators, not career politicians.
Sarah Cavett was among the many who came out to a public hearing last week opposed to adding 2 new at-large seats to the council that wouldn't be term limited. Others say at-large members are beholden to big money donors, and there are other things the money should be spent on.
This is really a new day of urbanism in this region.
Former councilmember David Harrington says the term limits make it harder for the county to compete regionally, especially on transportation issues.
You barely get in the room because you don't have the relationships.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County needs a new conference center big enough for major meetings, says the county's convention and visitors chief.
We have not had any new meeting space here in the county for at least 21 years.
Barry Bigger says Fairfax County is unable to host the kind of conventions and conferences and large meetings that neighboring jurisdictions now routinely get. So he's pushing for a new conference center that he says would increase business and tourism. And Turkey's state-run news agency says a slew of high-ranking military officials are behind bars today following the failed coup attempt. And Turkey's government says a U.S.-based Muslim cleric was behind that coup attempt. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,533, the Nasdaq at 50,56. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They open a home series against the Dodgers tonight. The Orioles fell to the Yankees, the difference in the game being a solo homer by Alex Rodriguez, the 696th of his career. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I am El Rushmore, he of the dulcet tones and the vocal vibrations, the rhetoric in resonance.
Rush, weekdays at noon.
Try this, folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Have you ever looked to see what timeshares at your resort are selling for on eBay? This could bring you to tears. Is your timeshare getting harder and harder to book the week you want at the resort you want? Is that mortgage payment on your timeshare a lot more than the value you're getting out of it? How'd you like to just be done with it? Hey, it's Chris Plant, and you can be. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team, and I trust them. They will get you out legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares because those tricks still leave you holding the bag. They negotiate on your behalf with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to meet with them face-to-face. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and look at their reviews. These are the guys that do it right. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a complete refund, because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Outer loop of the Beltway slows down New Hampshire Avenue to Colesville Road, where an accident has two left lanes blocked. Southbound 270 approaching 80, a crash. Southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching Pope's Head Road, an accident takes out the right lane. Eastbound 66 slowing down the Dulles Toll Road to 25th Street. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sun and cloud mix for our Tuesday with a stray shower. Thunderstorm high near 90. Tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance for those showers and storms, low near 70. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Herndon, 70 in Silver Spring, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. Will Donald Trump be upstaged by controversy over his wife's convention speech? Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
On WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We got stuff lined up for you here from the Q in Cleveland, where we are covering the Republican National Convention. And here we go. Let's talk about some of the things that lined up. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, Florida Governor Rick Scott. At 7:05, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, will join us to talk about the verdict yesterday in the Freddie Gray case, but also to talk about many of the cases involving police officers being attacked around the country. David Drucker with the Washington Examiner, 7:35. At 8:05, Tommy Valentine, a Virginia delegate, will join us. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And it's a simple question, and we want to hear from you at 888-630-9625. Should the president turn the White House blue? Of course, I don't mean paint it blue, but shine blue lights on it in support for law enforcement around the country. There's a growing movement calling for this. I know Michelle Malkin, our old friend, has been making online videos calling for this. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Should they show this solidarity and turn the White House blue? Brian, we've seen them do this. They turned it rainbow-colored,
yes,
in support of same-sex marriage.
Same-sex marriage.
Even though, by the way, can I just reiterate the irony? The Supreme Court decision that made it the law of the land from the federal government was actually contrary to Barack Obama's stated position.
Right.
He wanted the states to be able to decide.
That's what he said.
And the Supreme Court came up with a different idea, not letting the states decide, and he turned the White House rainbow-colored.
Yeah.
They turn it pink. For breast cancer awareness,
yes.
Why not show some support for the cops?
Well, cops have asked for this. I mean, they have petitioned. They're saying, look, it would be a way that you could, you know, put action to your words.
Josh Earnest was asked about this yesterday at the White House briefing, and here's his answer.
Has there been any consideration or any thought given to lighting the White House in blue in honor of law enforcement?
I don't have much to say about the potential consideration. I can tell you that's not something that we plan to do at this point.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about whether we're considering it, but it's not something we plan to do at this point. And listen, if cops really want it, if it means something to cops, then sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
I do like that this puts the president back on his heels. It makes him defensive. It does shine a light, if I may say, on what this White House prioritizes and what's important to them and who they want to show solidarity to. But you know what? Frankly, I don't like these things. I think that it's trite. It's more simple than anything else. It's like using hashtag diplomacy. It doesn't actually make a difference. I didn't like it when they turned it pink for breast cancer. I didn't like it when they turned it rainbow colored for same-sex marriage. And therefore, just because I happen to believe in the cause, I'm not going to change my position on this. I don't think they should do
it. Well, fair enough. I take you at your word, and I understand why you have that objection. But look, here is the president. I mean, they will do things at the drop of the hat over at that White House if it's in line with their thinking and the things they want to do. They go out of their way to make these kinds of gestures when it's important to them. So why, if the president makes the case, as he has in the last few days, that, you know, blue lives are important to him and that he does care deeply about police officers and he thinks that the attacks on police officers are reprehensible, why not just go ahead and do it? It's no skin off his nose. It's not any problem to do this. Like I say, they do it at the drop of the hat, so why not?
John in Gainesville, you're on WMAL. What do you think? Should they turn the White House blue?
I think it'd be a bad idea. For one, it would be an empty gesture like you guys were talking about, because this president doesn't believe in a lot of the things that communities believe in with regard to policing. I think it's more appropriate for cities to honor their local law enforcement, but to do it from the White House under the leadership of President Obama, it would just be empty. It wouldn't mean anything. And it'd be a political suicide for him to do that, given the BLM connections and Al Sharpton and everybody else. So.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, John. That's why it's a great topic, because it shows his political allegiance. And you know they're not going to do it. And if they do do it, it's because they've been bullied, cajoled, and embarrassed into doing it. I appreciate that, John. Thank you. Thank you for the call. And, we just had Brian, but Brian just dropped out. But let's continue about this also, Brian Wilson, because, honestly, listen, showing it blue, again, if it makes cops feel better, that's fine. But you know what? I'd really like the White House to do something tangible, something real, because turning the White House blue doesn't actually change the lives of police officers or change the conversation in this country. What I'd really like the White House to do is to either shut up and let justice actually have its day and not tip their thumbs on the scale when it comes to whose side they're on, the Black Lives Matter agitators and activists or law enforcement, either shut up or actually reverse their position and say, you know what, our sympathies are with the protesters and we were trying to give them as much leeway as possible, but this is now out of hand.
It's out of hand.
And we need to be unequivocal from this point forward about our support for our law enforcement, and if there is a questionable officer-involved shooting, we are going to let justice have its course without our interference.
That's right. And that would speak volumes. That would really speak volumes.
Yeah. Will they do it?
No, they won't do it. They simply can't do it, because one thing that they don't want to do is, I mean, look, the Black Lives Matter people, whether you agree with their message or don't, and I don't, absolutely do not. I think they're way off based on a lot of things. There is some merit to having a conversation about race and police relations in this country. No problem. But a lot of the things that they're saying are hateful. A lot of those things are designed to stir up people and make them angry. And in this environment, I don't think that the White House needs to be bringing D. Ray McKesson in as an honored guest at the White House.
Yeah. Frank in Maryland. Absolutely right, Brian. Frank in Maryland, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Frank?
What I think is, my goodness gracious, why is everybody so upset about it? Remember when those recruiters were shot in Tennessee? That act of you know, terrorism, I guess it was the Marine Corps recruiting place that was shot up. It took the man almost 10 days to lower the flags to half-staff across the country to honor those men.
Great point. You're right, Frank, that whenever there is some sort of symbolic outward show of respect for either military or law enforcement, he is always slow on the uptake. He may end up turning the White House blue at some point, but it'll be because of conversations we're having right now. Thank you for the call, Frank. We want to get as many as we can here. Jeff in Clinton, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think? Should they turn the lights on the White House blue?
As a 30-year veteran, retired law enforcement officer, I hate to say it, but no. And I wish they had never started the gesture with the pink and rainbow color. And the reason being, it is the White House. And the other gentleman just preceded me. Flags at half staff, something in that regard. There are some traditions and some sacred places you just don't color with multiple lights.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jeff, and I think we're going to have to leave the conversation there, but that is the bottom line. As much as I like the sentiment and the idea behind it, I just wish they had never started this, and I hope the next president has the courage to do that and to say, you know what, this fad is over now. Yeah. We are not the top of the Empire State Building. We're not going to change. You know, if the Nats win the World Series, I don't want the White House turned red. The White House is the people's house, and they shouldn't take sides.
Yeah, you make a good point. It is one of our treasures. It's a national treasure. It doesn't belong to the president. It belongs to the American people. And sometimes I think presidents forget that.
It is 6:15 on WMAL. Now, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Outer loop of the Beltway, a slow ride, 95 to Colesville Road. That's where there's an accident taking out two left lanes. Southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching Pope's Head Road, an accident blocks the right lane. River Road between Piney Meeting House Road and Stony Creek Road, a downed tree. Cleanup in progress. All lanes are blocked. 15th Street Northwest at Madison Drive, malfunctioning traffic light. Northbound 3rd.
We've got a mix of sun and clouds today with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Today's high near 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, slight chance of showers, low near 70. And then tomorrow, no rain in the forecast tomorrow. Not even one of those possible stray thunderstorms in the afternoon. No, right now the forecast for tomorrow is a beautiful sunny day with a high of 87 degrees. Circle Wednesday right now on the calendar. I think that might be the day. Right now we're looking at 73 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:16.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Well, we'd love to hear your take on this. A lot of people have opinions. Join us 888-630-9625 as a show of solidarity should they turn the White House blue. Brian, there are some other issues in the news these days, even beyond the horrific murders in Dallas and Baton Rouge. Police are being targeted. They are in the crosshairs in other ways as well.
Yeah, there were two cases that sort of caught our attention this morning, and I'm pulling them up here now on the internet. One of them had to do with a police officer who goes to get a meal, a fast food meal. You know, police officers, they're working in the field.
Yeah.
They often have to drop in and do fast food meals. And the sandwich that they got apparently had glass in it.
Yeah, this actually happened right here in Ohio. It was in Columbus, Ohio. The officer orders a sandwich. He takes a bite out of the sandwich, and he notices it's sort of gritty. He's got this sort of, you know, nasty gritty feeling. And he spits it out, and as he spits the food out of his mouth, he notices he's bleeding from the mouth. And he looks in the sandwich, and there are little pieces of ground glass and shards of glass. He was taken to the hospital. He's expected to be okay, according to investigators, as of yesterday afternoon. This, again, coming out of Columbus, Ohio. But they're investigating it. And right now, the restaurant was shut down after that, by the way, and it has been shut down. It's a sandwich shop in Columbus. And right now, they are investigating it, and they don't know whether this was accidental or intentional. I don't know. You know, I guess there could have been a glass broken when someone was washing dishes.
It happens.
And it was near the food service area. Right. I know also that most restaurants, if they're up to code, have certain precautions in place so that sort of thing. It's very rare that it happens.
You're supposed to happen in a situation like that. If you break a glass in a food preparation area, I happen to know this, the rule is you just clean everything out and throw it away because you don't want to take that risk.
And most restaurants are set up in such a way that if there is a glass, an actual glass that could get broken, and it would get broken in the dishwashing area, that is very much removed from where open food containers would be.
Right.
So we can't leap to conclusions, but the fact that it happened and it was a cop that suffered this in Columbus, Ohio, which, by the way, is one of those cities that is on the racial bubble in America, sadly. I am very suspicious of that. And then there was another story.
Yeah, now this one comes out of Phoenix City in Alabama. I just drove through Phoenix City not long ago, and it's a sheriff deputy in Lee County, Alabama, goes to a Taco Bell and to get some service, to get some food. You know, again, these cops eat during the day. They have to grab fast food because they're on the beat, right? Well, apparently they went into this Taco Bell and they said, the person behind the counter says, "I'm sorry, we don't serve law enforcement people here." And the sheriff's deputies looked at him and said, That's right. Fine. Thought the person was kidding.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
She says, no, I'm serious. We don't serve law enforcement at this Taco Bell. And they then asked the sheriff deputy to leave. And he did. And so his wife has posted a thing on Facebook. My husband is a deputy sheriff. And tonight a deputy on his shift went to a Taco Bell in Phoenix. So this is the wife of another deputy. And was told that they don't serve cops. A lady waiting for her food spoke up to say that she was about to ask for a refund because she didn't want to eat somewhere with a cop. Can you believe that?
Yep.
This really disturbing that people have started treating law enforcement professionals in this manner when these same law enforcement professionals put their lives on the line every day to protect all people. There had been an armed robbery at the Taco Bell. They would have served that police officer, you can be darn sure.
Would have been the first person called. By the way, the employee has been fired from this Taco Bell, this according to CNN. So there has been some response from Taco Bell that's at the very least. They should have fired the employee and then announced that anyone in uniform gets free lunches for the rest of the week. Yeah, that would have been the appropriate response.
I don't lay this one on Taco Bell. I lay this on the people who were behind the counter there who made a unilateral decision, and they should have been
fired. Can I just say something? Have you heard that story much out there?
No.
This happened a day ago. Have you heard this story much?
No.
Now, if that Taco Bell in Alabama, of all places, had refused to serve a person of color, do you think you would have heard this story?
I think we would have heard a very different story, yeah.
Sarah in Hyattsville, you're next up on WMAL. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I was saying that they should shut the restaurant down, but I'm glad they did fire that wicked, wicked employer. That's a very evil thing to do. Serve somebody glasses. Man, that was attempted murder. This man could have cut his throat to pieces. What if he swallows or something? You know, that's attempted murder. That person not only needs to be fired, but they need to be in jail.
All right, Sarah, thank you for that. Well, listen, investigators are looking into that in Columbus, Ohio, the story about the officer finding glass shards in his sandwich. And rest assured, if they determine that this was purposeful, someone will be going to jail. Yeah. Chuck in Arlington, you're next up on WMAL. We continue talking about how cops are in the crossfire in America. What do you think, Chuck?
Yes, sir. I was thinking that, you know, the easiest way to make sure that President Obama does not turn the White House blue is for us to talk about it. Because once he figures out what we want, he's going to do the exact opposite.
I guess that's true. You never know, though. I mean, listen, they're nothing if not political animals. And it could very well be that they recognize that they need to do something in this country to change how they're looking, because they ain't looking very good right now. And it's going to start affecting Hillary Clinton.
It's 6:22 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. You know, when you're going to buy a car, new or pre-owned, and you're about to sign the papers, what's that last thing you're thinking in the back of your mind? Oh, geez. Oh, geez. What happens if I have problems with this car? Oh, what if I'm going to have to? It's just going to break down. It's going to be a lemon. Here's the deal about Ted Britt. They got this great program. It's called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage for all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you can have confidence in these guys. And you can be confident in the deals you get, by the way. What's the other nagging thing back in your mind? Oh, geez, what if I'm paying too much for this car? No, you got great deals. It's the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event. It's going on now. Best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles. Talking about prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, or Lincoln models. Listen, do yourself a favor. Go visit one of Ted Britt's great 9 locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rentestate. Call 202-625-4370.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Dave Solomon, he's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Outer loop of the Beltway slows down 95 to Colesville Road, where an accident takes out two left lanes. Southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching Pope's Head Road, an accident blocks the right lane. River Road between Piney Meeting House Road and Stony. Tree cleanup is in progress as all lanes are blocked. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean.
Sun and cloud mix for our Tuesday with a stray shower. Thunderstorm high near 90. Tonight partly cloudy. Slight chance for those showers and storms low near 70. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 73 degrees in the nation's capital, 626.
Well, here is something that has been sort of percolating around for a few days, but it sounds like it is being very seriously considered. The idea that in the nation's capital, if you need to go to the emergency room, you don't dial 911, you dial Uber. The Washington, D.C. Emergency Service Department is considering using a car share service like Uber to transport what they call low-level emergency callers to the hospital. Larry, at first you go, really? I mean, they're going to rely on Uber instead of sending an ambulance. But the fact of the matter is, and I've done stories on this over the years, a lot of the calls that the medical services get have to do with very low level. Really, basically, becomes a transport service because people don't have a way to get to the doctor.
Right, not the emergency room.
That's right.
Someone's not bleeding out. And this is a great, interesting idea. And for Brian, when I first read it, I thought that it's like, oh my gosh, they're taking up the ironic joke that we used to make when we talked about the horrible ambulance response in D.C., we'd say, you'd get to the hospital faster if you called Uber. And we said that as sort of a joke about how failed the government program is. But they thought this through, and it actually makes sense. You're going to hire a bunch of nurses, have the nurses do a quick diagnosis when the 911 call comes in. If they determine through their own version of triage, basically, that it does not require an emergency room, then they'll just have an Uber come and take them to a doctor.
They said, take you to the doctor. Sprain your wrist? Okay, we'll take you to the doctor. We'll send an Uber over to pick you up.
If you can't get yourself, which, by the way, just get on, get your own car to get.
Well, I know. I mean, it is an abuse of the system, but that abuse has been going on for years. But what is interesting, more interesting about this is the idea of taking the nurse and putting them in the triage system very early in the process.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. 628 on WMAO.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54, a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Coming up on WMAL, Eric Bolling, Fox News hotshot. He's got a brand new book. We'll talk to him. Also, you know how it's a tradition that the Democratic candidate takes the week off during the Republican convention? Yeah, well, not so much. We'll talk about Hillary Clinton, what she had to say, and a potential VP pick of Hillary's in legal trouble. We'll tell you about that after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Owens Corning. Tonight's the night for Donald Trump's big moment at the Republican National Convention. The roll call of states is set to unfold, delivering the delegates to officially make Trump the Republican presidential nominee. Now, the theme on day one of the convention was Make America Safe Again.
The opening night of the convention, coming one day after a second deadly ambush on police in less than 2 weeks. The divide between police and the black community playing out on the convention floor.
When they come to save your life, they don't ask if you are black or white. They just come to save you!
Including former presidential candidate and New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who delivered a fiery speech on behalf of his longtime friend, Donald Trump.
What happened to, there's no black America, there's no white America, there is just America!
Correspondent Manu Raju reporting. Donald Trump's wife is facing accusations of plagiarism today over her convention speech.
In some cases, Melania Trump used the same words as Michelle Obama at the 2008 Democratic National Convention.
Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life.
Melania Trump says she and her speechwriter spent 6 days working on the piece. The campaigns put out a statement calling the speech a success, saying Melania's immigrant experience and love for America shone through. Alan Skaya, Cleveland.
The Virginia Supreme Court hears arguments in a Republican lawsuit trying to reverse Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,533, the Nasdaq at 50,56. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They entertain the Dodgers tonight with Ronaldo Lopez making his Major League debut for the Nats. The O's lose to the Yankees. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
Public notice. Luxury Mountain Properties, a short drive from Northern Virginia DC Metro, are being liquidated for below developer's cost. On Saturday, July 23rd only, you can own a private 5-acre estate with mountain views just $29.9, or an 8-acre retreat with hardwoods just $39.9, or build an 1,800-square-foot cabin on your lot from just $119.9. This luxury community is surrounded by the area's best rivers, hiking trails, skiing, golfing, and major interstates, and has paved roads, a gated entrance, and a multi-million-dollar lodge with infinity pool and spa. Buy now and build when you're ready. Save tens of thousands on July 23rd only. Get your own rare mountain property with exceptional views from just $29.9. Excellent financing available. Call 844-MOUNTAIN-LAND. That's 844-MTN-LAND. 844-MTN-LAND. Or visit GetMountainLand.com. Mercy Street Broker. Cabin shell only. Lot and development site not included.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
I'm glad you came so quickly.
1-800-GUT-CHUNK always comes when it's convenient for you, sir.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean, sir.
Is this your main man, Tom, and your other main man, Tom?
That's us.
Here, let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Exactly. Today, we're going to get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
Great, I'll take over from here. That... and that, and that.
Now follow me. This, and that big bother, it's gone, just like you said.
Wow, it's a brand new world.
Peaceful.
Will there be anything else?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Landmark College in Vermont, the college of choice for students who learn differently. There's still time to apply for the fall semester. Classes start August 29th. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Outer loop of the Beltway slows down 95 to Colesville Road, where an accident takes out two left lanes. Southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching Pope's Head Road, an accident blocks the right lane. River Road between Piney Meeting House Road and Stony Creek Road, a downed tree. Cleanup in progress. All lanes are blocked. Southbound Anacostia Freeway is heavy 50 to Benning Road. Also between Polk and Burroughs Avenue going up to Benning Road. Continuing to Baker Street, eastbound 66. Crowds in the Dulles Toll Road to Washington Boulevard, northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. That's crowded D Street Northwest as you make your way up to Massachusetts Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot temperatures on the way for the latter part of the work weekend. We will see the sun and cloud mix today. Top out around 90. Stray shower, thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance for showers and storms. Low near 70. Sunny tomorrow. Not bad. 87 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Stafford, 70 in Germantown, 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Landmark College. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry, we're at the Q in Cleveland, covering the Republican National Convention. Coming up at 7:05, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, will join us to talk about the Freddie Gray verdict yesterday, but also to talk about the continuing problem with police officers under attack in this country. David Drucker with the Washington Examiner at 7:35, and then Tommy Valentine of VA Della, Virginia delegate, is going to join us. He's a young guy. He's here at his first convention. We're gonna get his wide-eyed, wondered take on it all coming up at 8:05. And then 8:35, our good friend Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Joining us now, the busiest man in media, Eric Bolling of Fox News Channel. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
I'm not kidding. You really are the busiest man. Every time I check on Fox News Channel, you are either a guest or you're hosting The Five or you're filling in and hosting for O'Reilly. And this is your moment, Eric Bolling. You enjoying it?
Sometimes Hannity, too. It's amazing. The excitement's incredible. I was at Tampa 4 years ago. I got to tell you, this is Tampa times two. We're having so much fun. It's a great time.
You were pretty early on in your enthusiasm and support
support for Donald Trump. I think you were one of the few people in the media who saw that there really was a potential for him to not only win the nomination, but actually be the president of the United States. Are you, is this playing out the way you sort of thought it might?
Yeah, thank you for noticing that. So day one, when he came down the escalator at Trump Tower with Melania, and in every single eye in the newsroom on every floor was glued to the camera, glued to the screen, wanted to see what Donald Trump had to say. That jogged something for me. There are a lot of media people some of my closest friends in the world, who it took a while for them to jump on, but they're on nonetheless, and I'm glad they're on. But I saw it from day one. I saw him as the nominee early, and I see him clearly as the next president.
So I think you're right, and I think a lot of people in the media, conservative media, if you want to call it that as well, like National Review and some of the other right-wing websites or conservative websites, God, I just called them right-wing websites like I work for Salon. Eric, I think they didn't take...
It's okay to be right-wing.
But, you know, they use it as pejorative.
Eric and I'm right-wing.
I think they took it... They didn't take it seriously, the Trump campaign, because it didn't follow the script. You know, he did everything a little bit differently. This convention is playing out that way, too. He's doing it a little bit differently. Have the Democrats learned that lesson, or are they falling into the same trap?
Listen, I don't care what they're doing. All I know is on the right here. So that we came to Cleveland, and there was a whole question whether or not there's going to be unity. You just feel people coming together now. If you didn't like Trump before, you're starting to see them come along, and it's just incredible, the swell. I think this is just a moment in history where a party that didn't see the nominee coming will get behind him and win the next election.
Well, we've got terror attacks. We've got cops getting murdered in the streets. We've got no support from the White House. We've got Hillary Clinton skating because of the FBI report and not getting indicted. I think Republicans and conservatives are starting to really say, oh, this is serious business. We got to coalesce behind the guy.
Yeah, not only that, I wrote the book because we spent the last 8 years of President Obama dragging us to the left, saying, hey, you Republicans, you conservatives, whatever you say, you're either bigoted, you're xenophobic, you're racist, you're sexist, yep, you're something. Well, the book talks about saying enough of that. We've had enough, and we want our voice back. Wake Up America means, hey, conservatives have a voice. We have more than half the country. We want our voice back. And I think Donald Trump has tapped into that same sort of, all right, we're sick of the PC culture. We want to be able to say what we want to say and feel what we want to feel. And so the book is doing very well, number 5 in the New York Times bestseller list. And Trump is doing very well, tapping into that same emotion.
Let's talk a little bit more about the book. Again, it's called Wake Up America, which, by the way, sounds like it could be its own campaign slogan. And it does seem to fit with the times. How much in the book do you hit on that same issue that resonated so quickly with Republican voters, and that is immigration and the border?
Well, here's what the book is all about. 9 virtues that I think the country was founded on, made the country great, and that those 9 virtues have been diminished or liquidated by the left. So I point out grit, determination, individuality, merit. Manliness is one of the virtues. And I end with providence, dominion and providence. 9 of them. The book is more about a pushback against the PC culture, a pushback against conservatives being told to shut up, and bringing back our voices collectively. And I tell you, Larry, the outpouring of emotion and support is amazing. I'll do these book events. Thousands of people are showing up. They're selling the book out. But more importantly, they're saying, we've been shut up for too long. Thank you for saying this. I think this is what's important right now. So less about individual ideas like immigration or race, and more about the conservative voice, a roadmap for conservatives to bring the country back.
You know, we met through Andrew Breitbart, and I think you're echoing a lot of the things that Andrew used to hit on all the time. We will not be silenced. We will not be intimidated. We will not be bullied. Oh, fine, you call us whatever name you want. Let's now talk about the issues. And that resonates with me, certainly.
Yeah, Andrew is a great man. Loved having drinks with Andrew and you for a long time. We miss him. But you're right. Yeah. So, you know, in to a certain extent, maybe a lot of what I learned knowing Andrew ended up in that book. It's my only book. It's the first book. And I never really, you know, searched where all this came from. Maybe that there's some of that genesis leads to Andrew.
Eric Bolling, Fox News Channel. The book, again, Wake Up America, the 9 virtues that made our nation great and why we need them more than ever.
Seemed like a heck of a nice guy.
Yep. 6:43 on WMAL.
Allergies come on fast. Anova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at our 20-plus offices all across Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at anova.org/getwell. Anova, join the future of health.
It's going to be hot today, and you know the hot weather is something you need to be careful about. Did you know that the hot weather conditions can actually cause special problems for your health and your heart especially? Look, I want to urge you to go and get a virtual physical heart scan. Today, the virtual physical heart scan can detect microscopic amounts of plaque in your heart and arteries. The scan is safe. It is non-invasive. It takes just a few minutes to find out what's going on with the old ticker, and it's been found through numerous research studies that, you know, this hot weather can increase the chance of a heart attack, so why wouldn't you want to know exactly how the old ticker is doing? Listen, I've had mine. It was great to find out, because there's some history in my family. It was great to find out that the old ticker was in perfect condition, but, you know, find out. Know exactly what you're dealing with. It's better to have the information than to not have it. Find out now if you have any risk factors before it's too late. Virtual Physical is offering a virtual heart scan at the very low price. You ready? $199. You got that on you, folks. Want a full body scan? Mention WMAL. Get a special deal on that. Call right now to set an appointment, 301-984-9009. That's 301-984-9009.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
6:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Outer loop of the Beltway slows down 95 to Colesville Road, where an accident takes out two left lanes. Inner loop of the Beltway is crowded St. Barnabas Road to 295 southbound. Fairfax County Parkway slows approaching Pope's Head Road due to an accident. Right lane is blocked. Southbound Anacostia Freeway is heavy 50 to Barrows Avenue. Westbound 50 crowds in the east-west highway to Columbia Park Road. Northbound 395 is heavy the beltways. You make your way to King Street. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stray shower, thunderstorm could pop up today. Sun and cloud mix otherwise. We get up to around 90. Tonight we're partly cloudy. Slight chance for showers and storms, low near 70. Sunny tomorrow and 87. And it gets hot as we move towards the end of the work week. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees in the nation's capital, 646 on WMAL.
This Thursday, enjoy an evening with legendary singer-songwriter Graham Nash on his This Path Tonight tour at the Birchmere.
This Path Tonight.
Doors open at 5. Buy your tickets today at Birchmere.com.
We continue our live coverage of the Republican National Convention from Cleveland, Ohio. You know, it's the heart of it all, they say about Ohio, Brian Wilson.
Yes, it is. The heart of rock and roll.
You know, there is a tradition in American politics, and for the most part, it's been followed for decades now, which is when the political conventions occur, each side sort of takes a break.
Yeah.
At the Republican convention, the Democrats let the Republicans have their week, and it's sort of an unspoken agreement when the Democrats have
it's
their convention.
It's been that
then.
Way for time and memorial.
Exactly. Not so much anymore.
No.
Hillary Clinton, yesterday, speaking before the American Federation of Teachers, spoke about Mike Pence, saying that he is the most hostile politicians in America when it comes to public education, says he is one of the most extreme vice presidential picks in a generation, which, by the way, my understanding is the response from Sarah Palin was, excuse me, I'm standing right here. I thought I had that
I
honor.
Thought I was the
exactly.
one.
Exactly. How dare you? And
send
she went
cards and letters to Larry O'Connor.
On and on, going after Trump and Pence, of course. And by the way, somebody mentioned, it doesn't matter who he picked. He could have picked the Dalai Lama as his running mate. And Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, I believe he was on the short list.
And we would have said, hello, Dolly.
And
I'm doing show tunes this morning.
I like that. Hillary Clinton would have called it the most extreme vice presidential pick of all time. So it went after, also went after Donald Trump, of course, saying, he's a dangerous, he could be the most dangerous president we ever elect. So there's Hillary Clinton. And by the way, I think she speaks before the NAACP in Cincinnati.
Right, down on the other end of the state.
Yep. So much for that tradition. Thanks, Hillary Clinton, for blowing that one out of the water. I certainly hope Donald Trump does the same to her during her convention next week. I have a hunch he will. Meanwhile, talk about shortlists for vice president. As we focus on the Republican convention here in Cleveland, Brian, we're sort of losing sight of the fact that the clock is ticking here for Hillary Clinton to pick her running mate.
Right.
This is going to happen
Friday or Saturday. Friday would probably be the day.
Which would be the day after this convention. So who's it going to be? Well, one of the names that is constantly floating was the keynote speaker in the 2012 convention in Charlotte for the Democrats. It was Julian Castro, or is he going back? Julian. I forget whether he said, but he, of course, former mayor of San Antonio and now the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Julian Castro. Remember, he had his twin brother.
Yeah.
Remember, the Castro brothers.
That's right.
Not the Castro brothers that Barack Obama went to a baseball game with and partied with down in Havana, the different Castro brothers. Well, anyway, Julian Castro is finding himself in a little bit of legal trouble right now. A lot of our listeners right now, a lot of you out there who work in the federal government know a little something about the Hatch Act. You are read the Riot Act about the Hatch Act join the federal government. And that says that if you are a federal employee, if you're working for the United States government, not an elected official, but an actual worker for the federal government, you cannot engage in political activity. Well, that is how exactly you can describe Julian Castro, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He is an employee of the federal government.
Absolutely.
And he was giving an interview with Katie Couric of Yahoo News.
Right.
And talking about one of the great programs that Housing and Urban Development is in the middle of. So he was there as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
Right.
Talking about the programs that HUD has.
That's right.
And she asked him a political question. And he said, well, taking off my HUD hat for a moment. And then he engaged in some vicious partisan attacks against Republicans.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not.
There's a little thing called the Hatch Act.
You can't just say, I'm taking my hat off now.
That's right, no.
He wasn't even wearing a hat.
Yeah.
He's in trouble. And federal investigators who were called about this have looked at this now, and they have said, yes, he violated the Hatch Act. Office of Special Counsel delivered this rebuke and has now handed it over to the White House to give the formal punishment. What do you think the punishment will be?
Don't do it again.
Yeah. You think it'll be that severe?
Yeah.
But did you think that this is a bad news cycle? Yeah. I mean, will this preclude him from
No, I don't think it will, quite frankly. I mean, he might well be the guy, but it deserved a little bit more than just a, hey, don't do that again.
It's 651 on WMAO.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh, yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday and Wednesday, July 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Plan Rec.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is 6:53 on WMAL. Time to check in and find out what the heck your money's doing today. It's the CNBC Business Report. Here's Chuck Kamlick. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning. How you doing? Stocks are on a roll. The Dow's up for 7 days in a row. Today would be its eighth if it gets there. But futures at this point look like we're going to see a little pullback, at least maybe about 22 points on the Dow. We'll see. Netflix signed up fewer subscribers than hoped for last quarter because it raised prices. Yahoo lost even more money, this time because of its investment in Tumblr, which cost it a lot of money. $1 billion to buy. It's worth about two-thirds less now. IBM's revenue fell for the 17th quarter in a row, but its stock will rise because IBM sold more cloud computing services. People who like to stream music have a new option. France's Deezer will launch here today. Deezer has 6 million users in Europe, and its service will cost about 10 bucks a month. And a new report finds it's cheaper to rent versus buy a home in just 8 states, and that includes Washington, D.C. Rents have been rising rapidly, but home prices have gone up too. Loan rates have plunged, and that's pushed refis up to about 63% of all mortgage applications. Thank you. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you've got pets. If you have dirt, mud, traffic marks, smell bad odors in your carpets, it's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best. My friends at Zero Res, Zero Res cleans my carpets, and they leave them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh. I can't recommend them enough. I feel like I have new carpets. And, you know, it's summertime. If your kids are like my kids, they're spending a lot of time on those carpets. Number one, you want them clean for your kids' precious skin, but you also don't want them rolling around in some kind of chemical residue that gets left over by those other carpet cleaning. That's not going to be a problem with Zero Res. They don't use any toxins in their patented empowered water cleaning process, and it's also fast drying. It just takes a few hours. You're going to love them, and you're also going to love this price. Zero Res is going to come out and clean your carpets for only $39 a room. That's right, $39 a room for your carpets to be cleaned by Zero Res. Minimums apply. Call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online, ZeroResDCMetro.com. It is 6:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out loop of the Beltway, crowds in College Park going up to Colesville Road where an accident takes out two left lanes. The inner loop of the Beltway is crowded St. Barnabas Road to 295. Southbound Anacostia Freeway is heavy 50 to Benning Road. Westbound 50 packed in east-west highway to Columbia Park Road. Northbound 95 Virginia slows Route 1 to 642. Northbound BW Parkway at 50. There's a malfunctioning traffic light. Up from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL
Channel
forecast.
We're going to have sun and clouds mixed today with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. High near 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers, low near 70. Tomorrow's looking beautiful, sunny, high of 87. Right now, 73 degrees.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you.
I love you so.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Now,
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
High drama at the Republican National Convention. Shouting, yelling, and vacating of the chair. A party in shambles, mass rebellion against the party's nominee. Or much to do about nothing. In my view, it was more the latter. The Never Trump forces mounted a last-ditch effort to disrupt the rules governing the 2016 Republican National Convention being held in Cleveland this week, made for a TV moment. There were lots of shouting and exasperated faces. The chair even walked off for a while. But the actual vote that mattered, one that would unbind delegates from having to support Donald Trump, lost already last week. That vote among Rules Committee members lost 86 to 23. This seemed to amount to nothing more than inside bickering among Republican Party leaders about something that doesn't matter to regular people. Doesn't matter for jobs, how we pay down $19 trillion in debt, or defeat terrorism. Isn't that why Donald Trump won in the first place? People are tired of the meaningless inside games. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
The most unexpected candidate of 2016 comes to the Republican convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here. And it's coming to CNN for one huge week with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
The Republican National Convention. Coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, to talk about a verdict yesterday in the Freddie Gray trials and also the continuing attacks on police officers. So the latest on that.
We'll also give you a recap of yesterday's events here in Cleveland, including a floor fight over how delegates are allowed to vote.